Good morning, everyone. And joining us right now is Marae Wakeham. She's a grant manager with the ARC of Minnesota, and you're embarking on a big initiative to make Minnesota more inclusive. And you're doing this through the vehicle of a grant. How is this unfolding?
Yeah, absolutely. So the grant is called the Minnesota Inclusion Initiative, and this was something that a few disability rights and disability justice organizations really pushed for in the state a couple years ago. And we were able to get our grant program going in October of 2023. Mm-hmm. And really the entire goal is to give funds to groups that are making Minnesota more inclusive for people with disabilities.
Wow. So what organizations would qualify for this type of grant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of different organizations qualify. So we're focused on nonprofit organizations and informal groups that are self-advocacy groups or working towards justice for people with disabilities. And so it can be kind of groups working on all different projects. It doesn't have to be groups that focus specifically on disability services, but rather groups that are interested in making sure that their spaces are open and welcoming for people with physical and cognitive disabilities.
Well, let's expand. Everyone, we're talking to Marae Wakeham. She's a grant manager for the ARC of Minnesota, the ARC Minnesota, I should say. So tell me more about the why. Why is this important mm-hmm. for your organization?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, the ARC Minnesota is an organization, and our main goal is to promote and protect the human rights of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. In Minnesota, we still have a lot of work that needs to be done to really make sure that that work is being done meaningfully and that we are really creating spaces that embody that mission. And so that's why the ARC wanted to kind of push for this grant and these funds, is because when we're talking to people with disabilities and self-advocates, they're telling us about spaces in Minneapolis that are not accessible. During the winter, sidewalk accessibility is a huge issue, and a lot of folks with disabilities can't leave their homes because sidewalks are not properly shoveled and properly cleared. And so it's just so many different issues that we really want to address with this grant. And that's why I love this grant, because it is so broad. The goal is to fund community inclusion, whether that is, you know, funding summer programs that they are welcoming of students of all abilities, or creating better spaces that are sensory friendly.
That's incredible. So how do you apply, and what is the size of the grant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the grants range from $500 to $5,000. You can apply directly through the ARC Minnesota site, which is arcarcminnesota.org, and then it's the Minnesota Inclusion Initiative. And that application is right on the site. We want to make sure that this is accessible for people with disabilities, but also for all residents of Minnesota. So we have that application online in English, Spanish, Hmong, and Somali. And we're also working on translating it into Kurdish as well. So really our goal is to just make sure that this is accessible to everyone.
How difficult is the application process? And I know you will say it's easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I am a little biased, but we went through probably 3 or 4 rounds of just making sure that we're bringing this to people both with and without disabilities, people who do not speak English as a first language, who are multilingual learners, and just really, I believe that this is a very accessible grant. It should take maybe 20 to 30 minutes, and I want to just state, if the grant is inaccessible, go on the website, give me a call or an email, and we can talk through the grant, and we can help you apply.
All right. So when is the deadline, and how much time do we have before that deadline approaches?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're funded through Minnesota DHS, and a huge exciting piece is that we believe we just got refunded for 2 additional years. So right now, this grant is through June 30th, 2024. However, we believe that it is going to be able to be extended through 2026. So current deadline, June 30th, but I really think this will continue for 2 years.
All right. Tell us again how we can apply and get more information, Mark.
Absolutely. So it'll be through the ARC Minnesota. That's arcminnesota.org. and then it'll be /Minnesota Inclusion Initiative.
All right. She is Marae Wakeham, Grant Manager for the ARC Minnesota, Making a Difference in Our Community. The grant is called the Minnesota Inclusion Initiative, and we can't thank you enough for sharing with us. This is Good Samaritan Day. We're trying to share how we can make a difference in the lives of the people who listen to this radio station and even across our state. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy I could be here today.
It's our pleasure. Take care.
Yeah, we've been providing a lot of good information on how you can get help with grants and tuition for school. This is a good program today. It matches the day.
Exactly. And we also talked about how we can, if we can just get rid of one thing in our world to make it a better place, to quote Michael Jackson, what would it be? And you've answered so splendidly. Mm-hmm. And take the initiative. Go online and ask that same question of your friends in your downline and see what they say and respond to them. Because I believe we have to start the conversation somewhere. And if you can make this world more inclusive, you heard from Marae Wakeham this morning, you can go to the website. It is arcminnesota.org /Minnesota Inclusion Initiative and get more information there.
Indeed, indeed. Good stuff. Thank you so much.